Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golder dictating an endoscopy report on Annette Piconi, date of birth 9/29/1951, date of procedure February 22nd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Golder, your referring physician is Dr. Jamie Gonzalez. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare, polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy, polypectomy. Indication is diarrhea, comma, abnormal CT abdomen pelvis, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions. There's a malignancy were explained to the patient. The patient was brought to an endoscopy, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period, digital rectal exam was normal, period, well lubricated, and this video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the fold. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. A retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston valve prep score was poor with a grade of 5, 1-2-2. Period. There was sticky adherent stool, particularly on the right side. That was difficult to lavage and was adherent, period. The patient started the procedure well without any complications findings. There was a approximately 6 millimeter fecal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 sessile hepatic flexure polyps. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other was diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was another approximately 8 millimeter hepatic flexure polyp that was sessile removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 transverse colon polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 descending colon sessile polyps removed. One was diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The other was approximately 6 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Period. Next line, there was diverticulosis coli noted throughout the entirety of the colon. Next line, there was no evidence of any inflammation or colitis noted. On this exam, next line, the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, biopsies were obtained in the right transverse and left colon randomly to rule out microscopic colitis and any other type of colitides. Next line, the left side of the colon was particularly tortuous and narrowed due to the diverticular disease. Next line, there was a poor prep with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 5, 1-2-2, with sticky adherent stool, particularly on the right side. Flatter lesions could have been covered with mucus and mist within this exam. There was also grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, pending path and given the prep. Next line, patient notes that she has had loose stools since her cholecystectomy many years ago, comma, likely bile acid diarrhea, can trial cholecystectomy on follow-up visit. Next line, for the next colonoscopy, would recommend 2-day prep for better evaluation.
Thank you, man. This is a great talk.
Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next time, follow up in offices per your schedule. Thank you.